for the weekend. I'll tell you in the forecast coming up later on in the programme.
Now, as the First World War raged in 1916, a news film was shown in halls and cinemas which shocked the nation. It was the first time that cameras had been sent into the trenches and revealed the horrors of the Battle of the Somme. It said that some people fainted as they watched. Well, one of the pioneer cameramen was Geoffrey Malins, who grew up in Hastings. On Sunday, his silent film will be shown in his hometown in the theatre space at St Mary in the Castle, but it will be accompanied by a live orchestra playing a specially commissioned score. Robin Gibson has tonight's special report.
They're simple, stark and shocking, even today, after 100 years of news, documentaries and feature films which tell the same story. The Battle of the Somme was a first for the British public.
In August, it was its first public screening, 1916. And within 6 weeks of its release, something like 50% of the then UK population had seen the film.
Geoffrey Malins, who came from Hastings, was the most prominent of the pioneer war cameramen. His silent film was accompanied by an orchestra or piano in halls and cinemas across the country. The Imperial War Museum commissioned this new score as it restored the film for its 100th anniversary.
I was involved with the restoration of the film back in the mid-2000s. And obviously I knew about Malins, and in fact he was born in Hastings, and I thought at some point it would be fitting to bring it back to his hometown.
So it will be a unique moment this Sunday when the restored version of the film plays in the period surroundings of St Mary in the Castle to the sound of the Hastings Sinfonia.
Our conductor has to play with a click track, so the music's exactly in time to the film shots. We can't be playing our explosions, you know, seconds behind the film. So I know our conductor's been practicing a lot in his garden in London, trying to get it exactly right.
We know that the great filmmaker never returned home here to the town where his career began. But after 100 years, his greatest achievement is coming home to be seen and heard in the way it was intended. Robin Gibson, BBC Southeast Today, Hastings.